Passage 13. iMessage. Your friend borrowed a book from you and did not remember to return it. You asked him to give it back, but he still didn't. This makes you feel very annoyed. How should you deal with him? You might say, "How could you forget to return my book? You are so careless." But this is not the best way because it may hurt his pride and make him feel bad. A better solution is to tell your friend how you feel instead of blaming him. Explain the reason you are angry in a calm and polite way. For example, you could say, "I'm upset that you have not returned my book. I have a hard time doing my homework without it." Psychologists call this method the I message. An I message does not blame the listener. Instead, it just describes how you feel. When you use an I message, you express your emotions without hurting the listener's feelings. So, the next time you have a problem with your friend, try using an I message. This way, you can change his or her behavior in a nice way.